Hey guys, welcome to Anglo News South Africa, and this is another destination report of Mazepa Bay. I am your host, Vinesh Agreem, and this show is proudly brought to you by Angler Custom Apparel. If you are looking for customized fishing shirts or jackets, we are the guys to call. With over 8 years in creating apparel for over 100 fishing clubs, competitions, and teams, Angler Apparel are confident that we can make you look good on the water. Our garments are UV protected, quick dry, breathable, and the only brand that offers you a lifetime guarantee that it will never shrink or fade. Give us a call on 083-792-8977 or 076-043-9269 and we will get creating for you. Hey guys, welcome to another destination report of Mazepa Bay. This is the 9th of June 2022 and in this episode, Owen Richter can't contain himself with excitement because of the fish that are on fire in Mazepa Bay. In this week's episode, he talks about the shark fishing, the edible fishing, as well as lures to use for these species. And with that being said, I give you Mr. Owen Richter.
Well, guys, once again, it's that time of the week. It's me, Owen Richter, from Wild Coast Angling Tours and Adventures. You, truth be told. Listen, guys, well, once again, Mazepa Bay is on fire. Yeah, that's all I can say. He's on fire. The guys, I've got some guys that are down there. Devon from Bedar's got, I think, three or four guys on tour there with him. And absolutely having a blast. I've seen greys. I've seen reggies. I've seen black fins. Cobb, Garrick, the whole lot. The fish are just absolutely all over the show there. Sardines are moving up and down the coastline now, so I think as we can see, the way social media is going, the sards have hit our east coast coastline, and it's 8 foot away, guys. All I can say is hold on tight. There's some big fish around, and this time of the year also with nice winds blowing along the coast, berg winds early in the mornings. So for the guys that are going out with the carts, your berg winds blow straight out, you see, and that's been helping the guys a lot. But the guys are straight back to the sliding. Some guys are sliding, some guys are throwing baits, and yeah, the guys that are sliding are also catching some fish. Some guys with some bigger reels are also throwing like 10, 11 ounce sinkers, getting a little bit of distance, doing a slide, but there's been fish around, guys. Don't be fooled. Winter, I reckon some of the best fish get caught along the coastline, starting from now. But yeah, guys, long weekend approaching next week. Please be safe out there. Make sure before you guys come to the Eastern Cape, you've got your fishing licenses, your permits, everything on hand. Don't get caught by the Department of Fisheries and Forestry. They are just, like I said, they're doing their job, but they are full of nonsense. Don't go and argue with the guys, because you get to argue and you can work yourself up. Just go pay your 80 or 83 rand, whatever it is, and get your fishing license and your driving license. You can get here from East London. What I'll do is I'll also post a little bit of details on about that. But yeah, getting back to Mazepa, poppers, guys. Remember one thing, fishing for Garrick at Mazepa Bay, or fishing for your salmon at your cob. You're not fishing Port St. John's or Port Shepstone where you need these hell of a big poppers and stuff. Mazepa Bay, 1.5 ounce or 2.5 ounce, your poppers, your ice cream cone, poppers, runners they call them, they work. Same with paddle tails, from 3/4 inch to like 2 ounce paddle tails, we throw the weedless and we throw the normal Mad Mullet jokes. So yeah, when you guys come fishing for Mazepa, remember guys, when the wind blows, you go smaller, 4.5 inch or 5 inch lures. When there's no wind, you go bigger lures. Then there's no wind, that means you can throw further. Yeah, that's him from our side. Very excited news. I will be in Mazepa Bay next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And yeah, cannot wait to just get the rod into the water and go start spinning for some edible fish. But a lovely week to you all, and tight lines, and be safe out there.
Guys, that is Owen Richter from Wild Coast Angling Tours. Always remember, if you want to have the best experience out at Mazepa Bay, give Owen a call. So this is one of the features of Angler New South Africa. This one was Mazepa Bay, but we will be bringing you more destinations on the show. So don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow from whichever podcast channel you are listening from. This feature was brought to you by Angler Custom Apparel. So don't forget, if you are looking for those customized fishing shirts, give us a call. Once again, for Angler New South Africa, I am Vinesh Sugreem. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits, and fish for the future.